Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I don't know what's going on here. I'm looking at the Google Drive and welcome.
It's good to see the Google Drive. We're flying high, yeah.
You must be absolutely up and about here. I'll tell you what.
Welcome to an hour chat of West Coast Eagles. It's good. Good to be here.
Start us off, mate. Backchat Studios. Welcome. Backchat. If you're joining us on YouTube, welcome. If you're listening along after the fact, welcome as well. Powered by Paywise.
Of course.
I'll tell you what. Dan, these are the same boys as Fleet Network. Just we've had a lot of inquiries. Said, what's happened to Fleet Network?
They folded. Novated
yourself a lease.
Too many leases.
You can still do that because it's still Garrick and Frank, all the boys pickers, right? But now, Paywise. This is for employees and employers. Right. So employees, get more from your salary by paying less tax. That sounds good.
I want to pay less tax.
Well, Paywise can show you how.
Great. Right?
Contact Paywise. And for employers, give more value to your staff with employee benefits that won't cost you a cent. We're employers.
Yes.
We probably need to speak to Paywise.
It's hard to find good staff these days.
Very hard.
When you've got them,
very hard.
You don't want to lose them. You've got to give them stuff.
That's right.
So Paywise, they help you do that.
I'm still searching because I'm joking. It was wide open. Okay. I'm joking.
Hey,
okay,
welcome to Backchat of people on YouTube. There's so many people here loving all the chatter. Just welcome.
Okay. Great. I also say welcome.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. It's been so long since you wake up a winner.
Is it a song? I feel like you're quoting a song.
It's
been so long since you wake up a winner.
Yeah, I think that's Hilary Duff. It just feels really good. I do want to just say the first quarter, I was watching the game, I was flat as. Yes. I was like, man, we aren't as good as I thought we maybe were. We're not as far ahead as I thought.
You thought you were good?
No, I just thought after Sydney, I was like, oh, maybe there's a bit of flash or something.
After four quarters of footy.
Yeah, but now after four quarters, I'm like, Premiers 2026 is completely achievable.
Right.
We're well and truly, we're back.
Right.
Okay. West Coast are back.
As I was talking about good stuff, Jaden's just chucking some cables around together. So he will have it fixed. You'll be able to see Dan in his long sleeve, full length jumper. He's up and about.
Nick's got his hand up. Yes, Nick.
Nicholas,
what can we help you with?
We love breaking news.
Fucking Harley Reid's done it, hasn't he?
Ah, you got it.
Absolutely.
He's done it. The rising star.
Why are you leaving it till 4:32 AFL to let us know? Like, it'd be nice to know at 4:29.
That's very true.
So, Harley Reid, last week Sam Darcy got it. Fair enough, 3 goals, 15 touches, whatever you had, who cares? You must have been excited with Harley Reid's game.
He was so good.
What excited you?
Mate, he's powerful. He's quick. He can read play. He knows what he's just, he doesn't look like a child.
Right.
And he's played 4 games of AFL football.
Yeah,
right, he looks very good already. He's top three best player in our team, and in 2 years' time, oh my gosh, Brownlow.
Well, we're going to be joined by a couple of current Eagles, and we can ask them about our man Harley Reid, Alex Witherden, who played on the weekend in the back line, and Dom Sheed will be joining us thanks to ID Athletic.
First waffle win in
658 days.
That's insane. So, and Dom Sheed, Andrew Gaff was in that team. Yes. Liam Ryan.
As a backman.
As a backman.
All the boys have been saying, oh, we're not going to see this, you know, go through for the rest of the year. I say play Liam Ryan back there.
You reckon?
Absolutely. Would it excite you? Did you see Nick Vlastone's massive hanger?
Yeah.
Well, he's not an aerial artist.
It's true.
Liam Ryan is. Yeah. He would be doing that every game.
The intercepts.
You'd be up and about.
Yeah, that's true.
You would be absolutely up and about. Talking about up and about, there's a fair bit going on.
Yes.
I was on a bit of a warpath last episode, saying I don't know how much more we can actually provide, which we love doing. It's what we're here for.
We live to
not
give.
We're not here for us. We're here for you, the people, the audience.
Yeah.
There's a fair bit more going on.
There's more.
There's more.
But wait, there's more.
Right. So as I told you, the Backchat Ale is absolutely going gangbusters.
Oh, it's delicious
as
well.
I spoke to Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell you the exact number.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go? Do you want to guess how many cartons of the Backchat Ale are left? And I'll just say over under. You get one guess.
How many are left?
Yep.
40.
Under. So whatever you said there was going to be under. There's not a lot left. So you want one. If you want one, like I said, if you want one, right, jump into Shelter
Brewing. Jeepers, that's gone quick.
.au.
Do you know what's so great? On the
Hey, there he is.
We're flying high, for the people on YouTube that have seen, that are watching, you got to like peer into our Google Drive for a split second. So that came up on the screen. I thought it was just on the TV, but there you go.
Oh, it was almost as if I knew that was happening and I told the boys that was what's going on. Now,
live TV.
Yeah, so Google Drive, please don't hack us, right? We were hacked last year. For big supporters of the podcast. We got hacked 2 years ago.
That's true.
People
kept buying our merch.
I believe we could be in for another hacking, right? Because one, we're showing you the drive. Two, there's new merch.
There is.
If you have a look over my right shoulder... It's like, really the weather, mate. You can't tell. You can see it. You can see it. Up the coasters.
Wow, we love
it. Right? And it does have similar resemblance to a couple of things that are around. Like, if you go to Dan, there's a jumper behind Dan. Kind of looks similar. Not the same.
Similar colorway. It's a color.
May or may not have anything to do with it. I say it's got to do with Scott Lysett saying, up the bloody coasters.
Get a dog up.
Sorry.
Of course.
The microphone. And it's Wharfie time, ladies and gentlemen. So both of those ring true this week, I believe. So
Shout out to the boys at the docks.
If you like to hack us, right, if you're into some hacking, backchatstudios.com.au, you can hack us merch, you can hack us beer, and you can hack us tickets to our live Backchat Ale launch at the Leadable Hotel.
Yep.
Also spoken to management at the Leadable Hotel. Very close to sold out. If
what
you don't have tickets, you're listening right now. You need to go buy tickets right now. Don't worry about listening to the rest of the podcast. Get off. Go buy them.
Yes.
Because there won't be any beer left.
No.
Likely won't be any merch left.
No.
And you won't get a ticket to the Leadable Hotel.
Is this a lesson? Should we be ordering more and doing
more
a bigger
venues? Doing it at the Optus Stadium?
Yeah.
Should we do the... Preview.
Yes, please.
Launch it off
the
stadium.
The next one.
Okay, not quite.
Derby 59.
Fair bit going on though. So up the coasters. It's Wharfie time. Freo on West Coast fans. You'll be loving that. Dan, we're going to move into this one. West Coast v Richmond. This was exciting.
Yeah, super exciting.
This was big. This was huge. Did you go?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because
you don't want to jinx it. I don't want to know the actual reason because we don't need to share that.
Yeah, I didn't want to jinx it. Correct. I was confident. I didn't want to jinx it.
Right.
And I thought, I'm just going to sit at home, watch by myself, which I did. Turn the lights off, went into my office, watched it on the computer, just loved it. Loved every minute.
So Jake Waterman kicks 6 goals.
What happened? Where did that come from? I mean, I've seen him kick a bag before.
Well, he's always had to play under Oscar Allen, and there's Jack Darling, and there's Josh Kennedy, all these superstars, right? Yeah. What about Jake? It's Jake's time.
He had
the snake.
Double-sided tape on his hands. could not drop it. He was insane.
Yeah, it was very good. He had 13 marks, I think, on the day. 8 of those contested, which is absolutely extraordinary number. 6 goals, 2 he kicked. Big news. Harley Reid, rising star.
So
I wonder
good.
What you get for a rising star these days.
Maybe you get a you know how you can purchase a star? You know how people used to do that?
Oh.
Buy you a present. Like, I bought you that
you could
star
like,
there.
You could purchase, like, you can, like, knight yourself. You can, like, purchase some land in England.
Oh, like a squared meter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
And then, Sir Dan Const.
So I think, did they get...
Both of those things then? A star and knightship?
Yeah.
Knighthood?
Yeah, so maybe he gets that. Who knows? Maybe we could ask him. Could get him on the show and ask him about it maybe next week?
A lot of people have been saying, why don't you get Harley Reid on? My personal opinion is, why at this stage, why would we?
What's he done? He's played 5 games. Give it a rest.
Okay, well, he's a superstar.
No, he's amazing.
Nah, he'll be on soon. Just give him a bit of time to breathe.
Yeah.
Right, as we
let him play some football.
Wrap up our Easter presents and our Chrissy presents with the West, and we chuck that in our boxes to storage thing and just let the Harley Reid off the back page for just a moment in time.
So Harley Reid, amazing. Elliot Yeo, insanely good.
Yes.
Just looks like the Elliot Yeo of old.
Yes.
And also, shout out Liam Duggan. Just coming off the back line.
So he trained as like a midfielder for quite a substantial time.
Yes. So in the first couple of games, he's playing more in the mid. Not sure it worked as well, but this last couple of games, he's been off the bit close. I don't know what he's actually doing. You probably know.
Yes.
But he's coming a bit off the back line, playing sort of in the middle.
Yes,
and
correct.
And it's very effective.
Come in here right now.
What are you doing, Hamish?
Hurry up. Well, why? Up the bloody coasters.
Up the coasters.
Mate.
Get a dog up here.
Mate. Get a dog up here.
Mate, merch is in, mate. Up the coasters.
Up the bloody coasters. Hey, guys.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, excellent. Sorry, a little bit flat out.
I forgot to mention that Hamish wasn't here. I don't know if anyone noticed, but he hasn't been here. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, excellent, mate. Excellent.
Now, shout out.
Shout out AQ. Sorry, I've just come straight from work.
Yes. Go, AQ. Boys.
Welcome. At West Coast, Waffle, AFL, we win.
Yeah. Incredible.
Absolute scene.
Unbelievable.
So we're about to speak to Dom Sheed, Alex Witherden, but before we get there, just a little preview. I did ask Dom Sheed how many people were in the center of the song.
Yep. Oh,
he said there was no ring because the entire team was standing there.
They just poured Gatorade on everyone.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. How did you see the weekend, mate? West Coast, well, you're not really a Melbourne fan anymore, are you? Fremantle lost.
Unbelievable. I couldn't fucking believe it. It was like, I thought, oh, here we go, 27-1. This is going to be just a fucking
pantsy. True. It was looking like a bloodbath, really.
I couldn't believe people thought West Coast were a chance.
Yes.
I thought they're going to get fucking obliterated.
Them. Yeah. I tipped Fremantle away. I tipped West Coast at home.
Yeah. See, I was like, they're just going to get fucking blown out of the water. It was 27-1.
Oh, you were working?
I didn't go.
Okay.
27-1, and I thought, this will do. Whatever. And all of a sudden, Jake Waterman turned into prime Josh Kennedy.
Tell me about the Loosh.
Oh, the Loosh. He had the he's always been such a good player, but he's just unfortunately been behind JK and JD when they were both in their prime.
Right.
And now that JK's gone, it's like Oscar's not there, but he's the main man.
Is he like the, I don't know, like, are we talking like Grant Hackett type areas in sort
Grant
of behind
Hackett.
Behind Thorpe?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Always behind Ann Thorpe.
Yeah. Behind. Probably Michael Klim, I would say.
Klim, like Jeff Hugel areas type areas.
Yeah, just like, but he's just like a gun. Anyway, he's got sticky mitts. He can kick the ball 60 metres and he was fucking dominating.
Wow. As well, he just looks like he's having fun. He's smiley. He's happy. Yeah. He's up and about. So good.
No, he was flying. Tim Kelly dominated. Harley Reid's the best player of all time. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
I bloody loved
at all.
It. Now, I did speak to a couple of your East Perth teammates who are just making the journey on Thursday night to the Leadable Hotel. Is that correct?
Yep, there's a few of them that'll be rolling in.
It'll be a footy trip. Can we go on level 10?
Yeah. Phuket at the Leadable Hotel.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Now, Hamish, did you watch the Masters over the weekend? Because our good friends at Tab Touch.
You got the touch.
You do have the touch.
We've almost put one over him here in the Masters bet. Talk us through it. What was it? What went wrong?
So it was Scotty Scheffler, Cam Smith, Minwoo Lee for top 20.
Right, Scotty Scheffler's won it.
Yeah,
he's absolutely dominated.
He shit it in. So that was easy.
Cam Smith was fifth.
He was flying.
Done.
Minwoo Lee broke a finger like a week ago.
I didn't ask you. How's he broken the finger?
He was in the gym and like I think a dumbbell's fallen on it. Anyway,
you're kidding.
Yep, he's broken his finger.
Before the Masters, what are you throwing around in the gym?
Not sure, but it's devastating for him. But he still managed to scrap. He was 22nd, tied 22nd.
Mate, he was going poorly and he hit the best round in the last round.
Yep, dominated final day, but he missed it. So that one was lost. And then we didn't get a tournament hole in one.
Was there any close?
A couple of close ones. Scotty Scheffler nearly holed out on 12 today. On the path, like
is that tall. What hold out means?
Hole in one. He nearly had a hole in one on 12. That would have been impressive, but no, we just missed. But it was fun. I was riding at home.
Bloody hell! What time was on? You weren't getting up and watching it.
Yeah, I was up.
Really?
I was up at 4 a.m. this morning.
Wow. Were you? Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yep. I don't get up and watch. Like I got up at 6 o'clock the last few mornings to watch sort of the back end of it.
Yes.
But like I was up at 4 this morning to pretty much watch the whole round.
There was this guy that looked like someone's like unemployed nephew, and he was like walking around with Tiger Woods. And apparently, I was watching an interview, like a press conference.
It was
and
the only
guy asked, like, hey, what did someone gave you a note on the fairway? And he's like, no, they didn't. Haven't you see that?
No.
No, so some amateurs playing it, right? Like they have like five amateurs.
Yeah, yeah. You
so he was the only one that made the cut, and he was paired with Tiger Woods today.
Awesome.
And so there's literally footage of them. Tiger's obviously like, I don't know, he's probably old enough now that he was trying to impart some knowledge on him.
Of course.
And he's just strolling down, I don't know, like the seventh hole, Masters.
Yeah.
And it's like, blah, blah, old mate, whatever, Mr. Smith or whatever, is, you know, last year was at Georgia Tech University, like in a dorm.
Yeah.
And now this he's walking down the seventh, chatting away to Tiger Woods. How did he go? Tiger Woods, he made the cut. Made something like 20-something cuts in a row at the Masters.
It was incredible. He was a lot better than anyone thought he was going to be. He's like,
Shook hands with a tree.
It's incredible. Yeah, that was funny.
What?
It's,
is this picture going around of a tree with a hand sticking out of the tree and Tiger's like
shaking the hand. It was just great to see him in Sunday Red at the Masters.
Now, we're going to come back to this after we chat to Sheeta and Witho, but I don't think we'll have you for too long today. So. No. I did want to get to this part before you left. The Back Chat Backman of the Year, thanks to Tab Touch.
You got the touch.
We did lose that Friday night bet, by the way.
Yeah, we did.
That's you really tried FaceTiming me. We lost
it. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did lost it pretty quickly, too.
I will say, though, who was Essendon?
Essendon Bulldogs.
And I said, Aaron Norton will kick the first goal. Who kicked the second goal? Who kicked the first goal?
Very quickly.
Aaron Norton, again.
Almost the same thing that happened the week
before.
Yeah,
it was pretty scary.
I don't know if Tab Touch came to the party. They probably should have. Now, I wanted to go back chat back.
Tiger Woods shaking a tree.
That's so good.
Back chat back in the year, thanks to Tab Touch, right? You absolutely got the touch. I wanted you to go through these because we are using the algorithm, your algorithm.
Correct.
I wanted you to run us through the votes. We'll come back with some video. We'll come back with all of that. I want you to announce who got the votes if you can remember them. Because number one, you should know.
Yeah, no, I definitely remember it. So
one vote.
I've had to tweak the algorithm a bit.
It's been tweaked.
Yep, it's been tweaked. It's still a work in progress. I think I've got it down to a fine art.
Right.
Yeah.
What I've realized going back over the last few weeks and digging into some old data is that I wanted to put more weight on certain variables in our Jack Buckley JBS equation. Right. And I think I've done that to the point now where we are going to get a really rock solid 3-2-1 every week.
I am liking the makeup of the top 10. They're back.
It's finding form.
Like we're in the right areas.
Yep.
Unlike some other awards.
Yes.
I.e.
Yep.
The Golden Fist.
We'll get to that.
We will get to that. There's some big issues there. But we're in some areas. So, Hamish, what's the past tense of tweak? I've just been thinking that. Is it twerk?
Tweaked?
Twerk?
I think it's twerked. Okay, well, I've twerked.
So after some twerking, I've twerked. Can you run us through the votes for the Back Chat Backman of the Year? Thanks to Tab Touch.
Thanks to Tab Touch. With one vote, a Herculean effort on the day.
Unbelievable effort.
Loses his companion early in the game.
Sickening.
And like sickening. And I've spoken to him after the fact. Not the damaged companion, but the soldier that will get a vote here. Spoken to him after the fact. The worst thing he's ever seen on a football field.
It was not good.
Terrifying, sickening.
Can you perhaps just run us through that a little bit? Because I was going to ask you about that. I thought you might have a little bit more inner knowledge. Wasn't he well, was he?
No,
there was
paramedics out in the field.
This is Sam Taylor we're talking about.
One vote, Jack Buckley. Best player. Anyway, so Sam Taylor went back, tried to sort of intercept it. His head hit the ground and was like hit heavy.
I mean, he was out.
Yeah, so he's out before he hit the ground.
Yeah.
And then blood coming from his face.
Oh, boy.
Like he was convulsing on the floor, straight to hospital, paramedics. So it was terrifying. His eyes had rolled back in the back of his head. Like it was bad.
The teammate saying it's not good.
Yeah. By the time I was talking to Jack about it, he was like, he's okay now, which is good. So
great.
But shout out to Sam Taylor.
At the time, there was a 10-minute break. They all went over to the side of the ground. Yep. That's rare.
Like,
to have such a big break.
It was like Dan Venables.
Yeah.
It was pretty similar to that sort of area. Like the whole world was like, shit, this guy is in real, real trouble. But anyway, so it was not very good, but.
Stephen Cornelio looked like he had snapped his leg in half, and he's out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Another one that they dodged.
Bloody hell!
So they were one fullback down, and Jack had to step up. And he reckons that with 10 minutes to go, they kicked 6 unanswered goals, and it was just like
one of them was on Jack as well.
Yeah, one of them was on Jack.
But we forgive that.
We've forgiven it. So Jack Buckley, one vote.
There we go.
Great. Well done, Jack.
Well done, Jack.
Shout out, Jack Buckley.
Is that his first vote for the year?
I think that's his first vote. Well done, Jack.
Defending champ.
Defending champ is firing shots.
It's never too late to get on the board.
Correct. It's not. With two votes.
At the end of the year would be, if you're not.
Yeah, it's true.
With two votes. So what you're going to find with the 1-2 and the 3 is that they were all in very, very close games.
Yeah.
Where Ooh. Backs really have to stand up.
And they didn't all win, actually.
They didn't all win. Mm. This one hasn't won.
Oh. Ooh.
2 votes. Jeezy was good on the day, though.
He was unbelievable.
He was unbelievable.
Called this game.
Jacob Wiedering.
Wowee. Wiedering.
2 votes. An unbelievable game from the big fella. Like, they're just so much better with him there that he couldn't quite hold him over, though.
No.
They couldn't quite get the job done, but he was exceptional.
Yeah, correct.
2 votes, Jacob Wiedering.
Well done.
We love Jacob Wiedering.
Very shout good. Out, Jacob Wiedering. And now.
Little shout out. He moves himself into second position.
He moves himself into second place.
And if you've been following along, you may. I wonder if you can do the maths on who gets the 3 because Harris Andrews was leading, no longer leading.
No longer leading.
Second place with Jacob Wiedering.
So.
We have a new leader.
Yeah. The new leader. This game. So there's been some pretty good games of football this year individually.
Mm-hmm.
I think the highlight for me thus far has been Connor Rozee's 36-3. Like that was as good a game as that was probably the second best game of the whole year behind this game. I think this game was as good an individual performance as I've seen from anyone this year. Like that doesn't get talked about enough, but this guy he was fucking awesome.
We love the commentators at Fox Footy, absolutely love them, but they seem surprised. I was watching, going, no shit. Yeah. No shit, Alex Pierce. He's been their
Alex
best player for...
Alex Pierce.
Sorry.
3 votes. 3 votes, Alex Pierce.
Well, Alex Pierce.
Alex bloody Pierce. Alex Pierce. Leads the back chat back with
the Jack Buckley back
sponsored
back. But yeah, he was just like, it was fucking incredible.
He was intercepting. Just... Mate, it got to the point where he didn't want the votes. He'd put himself forward late. He was leading out with a minute to go. He was in a one-on-one, like coming out, steaming out of the goal square.
He wanted to nullify himself.
Correct.
Can you roll the vision?
I did say we weren't going to do that, but if we can, we'd love to.
Sorry.
We absolutely love to.
He was just like everywhere on the night.
Bigger version of this? No, okay.
Look at him. He He was leading the disposals after like halfway through the first quarter. He had 12 touches in the first 3 minutes into the second quarter.
Spoils. Charlie Dixon didn't know what to do. He even said this after the game. Said a big battle with Alex Pierce. I didn't know what to do. Quote unquote from Charlie Dixon. Look at that. High fives on the way back to his position.
It was really upset. Well, like really hurt to see that. Charlie Dixon took the mark and basically won the game, but it was for the most part, it was 99.9% pure domination from Alex Pierce.
Oh my godfather, look at that. He spoiled the ball to the ground and it landed in his lap. Oh boy.
Yeah, he's just a beast.
He's the best fullback in the comp at the moment, without question.
He's all Australian fullback.
No question in my mind.
Whew,
thus,
Jack Buckley's a centre halfback, that's why.
Yeah, correct. Yes, thus
leading the Jack Buckley, medal for the backman of the year.
Hey Hammer, I reckon that could just
that's gonna do
you, mate. Loss on the weekend, Freese Perth.
Yeah, disappointing. We were average. To Fremantle, not Fremantle, to Peel's credit, they had some good representative from Fremantle back.
Wow. A little whack. Have you given a little whack?
No, because Heath Chapman was excellent.
Was he?
He was phenomenal.
No, I thought you might have just been saying Fremantle. Oh, I mean Peel's.
No. They didn't have a whole heap of Freo players. But yeah, I think if we did the waffle stats for the Jack Buckley backman of the year, Heath Chapman would have won.
So you reckon he's close to a call up then by what you saw on the weekend?
Well, the hard thing is he's trying to get into the best back line of the comp.
True.
Very good call.
So it's tough, but yeah, he was exceptional, and they were just too good on the day. So we're going to go and review that, and then
can't
sink
win them all.
Our teeth into as much backchat ale as we can on Thursday night.
Very good. That is both the backchat backman of the year and the bets done by Tab Touch. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Now we're going to go to our guest interview. Thanks to ID Athletic, they bring you the guests every week this year. Alex Witherden, Dom Sheed, the winners list. Here we go. Okay, thanks to ID Athletic this year, our guest interviews. Usually we do some of these online, but we're lucky enough to be joined in studio by a couple of winners. Yes, that's right. On the winners list, we've got Alex Witherden from the West Coast Eagles on the weekend, and we've got Dom Sheed from the Waffle side on the weekend. Boys, it's good to have you in here after a win. Welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for having us, mate. It's good to be here. This is a nice joint you got in here, new studio. Last time... I come in the studios in the back of your garage, so this is a bit of an upgrade. So.
Well, you're both returning guests, so it is an upgrade. Alex, I think you may be the only guest to have ever not got through an interview because you had a coughing fit throughout. People probably wouldn't know that, but I think it's worth mentioning off the top.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Scully only let me come on the show with the promise that I wouldn't interrupt having a coughing fit again, so... I'll do my best.
Good, boys. We're going to chat through a few things, but I think let's start with footy. The three of us are going to go on the Kokoda track a little later on this year in October, but we'll get into that a bit later on. Let's start with you, Witho. What was the atmosphere like yesterday? It must have been good. 47,000 people for a big win.
Yeah, it was good. It was a really good day for the footy club. It's been a challenging couple of years, but it was awesome to see all the fans come out, see Harley do his thing, Yoey do his thing, and then Jakey Waterman up forward was just a pleasure to watch. It was like having JK down there again.
Is that what he was saying?
Yeah, well, no, he was more the G train. He reckons he reminds himself of Fraser Gehrig.
Because he calls himself the Louche, which is a Fraser Gehrig.
No, Revolver. It's Feather Louche. So right. Feather Louche into the Louche.
So it's Brendan Favola and Fraser Gehrig. He's like a Pokemon evolution of those two.
Pretty much. Yeah. He's been getting called the G train for a little bit as well. So.
The G train.
A bit of carry on there.
Similar head to the G train as well.
Sheeta, you would have been like me watching along. I was working. You came after the game. Did you come along?
Yes.
Look, I won't ask Alex first up, but Harley Reid, who I know we all love talking about, but for me, you boys would have seen high draft picks come into footy clubs, and sometimes they assimilate, sometimes they don't, sometimes they're liked, sometimes they're not. He looks well liked. Like he kicked a goal, which wasn't his first goal, and half the team got around him. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know. The boys love him, and the crowd love him as well. And
it's good. It is good.
It is good. The boys look after him, and you know he's not a selfish player either. What he wants to do is run out and play his role for the team. And that's exactly what he did yesterday. He was good in the contest. He worked well with Yoey and TK. And then from there, you saw some of his talent that shone through after that. So it was good to see him. It was good to see him play the way he did. And it was good to see him gel well with the whole team and especially the midfield group.
I think the main thing, Scully, is he's been on the back page of the paper. He's been probably the most talked about person in WA, but he's still extremely humble. He'll still be looking to learn off Sheeta and those older guys and doesn't act like he knows it all. And it'd be quite easy for someone in his position to, let it all get to him, but he hasn't at all. So it's been really impressive.
It's interesting looking at the midfield group you've got. It's pretty experienced. Like yourself, Yoey, TK, I'm probably missing some in there as well. He's got some guys to learn off, doesn't he? And Luke Shuey, of course, sort of as a coach as well.
Yeah, I think Boots has been probably the best mentor he could have possibly got coming into the AFL. He's got a good balance between having fun and getting better. So, you know, we do have an experienced group, and it's good to see Yoey running around like he is at the moment, being a beast in the contest, and obviously Harley joining that, and it sort of allows TK to do his thing. So hopefully they can bring out the best in each other throughout the year, and we've seen some positive signs the last fortnight in the way we want to play. So it's good to get reward and actually get not only a win but a good win in front of our home crowd. It does a world of good for the boys' confidence.
You had massive stoppage dominance with O. You would have been in the back line. Could you tell that out there? You've played in a lot of games over the last couple of years where you haven't had that. It makes a difference as a backman when you get that midfield dominance.
Yeah, it does. And we're able to play a forward half game. And I think for us high half backs, we're able to just play our role. We didn't have to do too much yesterday, which was good. But that allowed us to just play front half footy, allowed the forwards to put pressure on, allowed us to get assertive in our positioning behind the ball, and then you win the footy back and you're not running as much, you're not transitioning up and down the ground as much, so you got more energy for the contest. So I think that's why it probably looked really well connected yesterday.
Sheeta, how many blokes were in the circle in the Waffle? Hadn't won for 650 plus games in the Waffle. Were you in there? Have you won with the Waffle side before? You've won it.
Yeah, I have. I've had a few games, but
how many was
Waffle Eagles though?
I didn't realise. Maybe not. I'm not sure. When was the last time? I'm not really sure. It was a couple.
Was there a few boys in the middle?
What's that?
Was there a few boys in the middle of the circle?
Yeah, there was. There was heaps. There was heaps. We actually didn't have a circle. We had just everyone standing in like a huddle-like situation. So it was just a great feeling. And sometimes you lose sight of why you play footy. And when we were singing the song yesterday, to have two teams be able to do it, you remember why you play footy. And that's the reason. You play to win. And hopefully we can transfer that winning feeling for the rest of the year, because we know what it takes to win, and especially at Waffle Eagles level, we now know what it takes to match it with not only the good teams but the premiers from last year.
Yep.
So it gives us great confidence to go, if we play that way, we're going to win our fair share of games this year.
Liam Ryan, the backman, I ran into Flying on Thursday. He came and whispered in my ear that he was been training as a backman, and I said, I can tell you how to fist the ball if you like. He said, no worries, bros. I'll just take hangers. I don't need to spoil it for marking it. How did he go? I'm interested to know. I didn't get to see the game.
No, he was good. Him and JJ worked really well in the back line. So I don't think that'll be Liam's spot in the AFL team, okay. But he, you know, he did some good things down there. He took the kick-ins and, you know, he used the ball really well and provided some great run through the corridor. So, yeah, used the ball well, kicking the burly around, and he actually hit me with the burly with no boot on. That's how good his skills were yesterday.
He probably preferred no boots.
Yeah, I know. He said he wanted to run around barefoot after that. But, he's good. Yeah, I was okay. I thought I played my role well in the middle
second
there.
Second
game back. So I think the great thing about yesterday was we didn't have any real major standout player. I think everyone was consistently good across the board, and that's the expectation going forward is you don't need to be remarkable. You just need to be reliable. So It was good learnings from yesterday.
Witho, were you late in or you'd been in the side, hadn't you? I was confused.
Yeah, I was late in, yeah.
You were late in? Okay. Yeah. So what's that like? As a player coming in, you've been in and out of the side a little bit. Do you go in wanting to just play your role, just like Sheeta said, reliable, not remarkable? You want to fit into that back line? Is that how that works?
Pretty much, yeah. For me, it's just about being reliable. I think that's what my teammates want from me and expect of me. And I'll just do that to the best of my ability, and selection takes care of itself. But you know what it's like being a backman? Like, you just want to play with guys that are going to turn up, compete, play their role.
I was giving you a good pump up in the Fox Footy coverage. If you want to listen back to that, I'll take the money a little bit later. But I was giving you an absolute royal polishing, actually, up in the box.
Oh, perfect, mate. Appreciate that.
Now, boys, this isn't – well, you know what? It is the reason we've got you in, and it was good to talk about some wins. So I did say getting you in here on a day like this where everyone's won, everyone's happy, and everyone's not asking you what's going wrong with the Eagles.
We did plan this before the results.
So yeah, correct. It's about straight. 6 weeks out. Yeah, correct. So, boys, we are going on the Kokoda Trek together. Papua New Guinea, a huge part of Australian war history. Many lives lost from an Australian military perspective. There's now opportunities to go and do this, and I've heard of footy clubs and teams and even organisations going and doing it, but the opportunity's come up for us to get over and do this together, and we've taken it. How are we feeling? It's going to be in October, so after the season is done, a pretty special opportunity to do it all together.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. This opportunity come up a few months ago, and it was something that I thought, you know, I'd love to go on. I'd love to jump at it. So I look forward to it, doing it with a couple of my mates and hopefully a few other mates coming along as well. So, you know, they did it tough. My history isn't quite up to scratch where I'd like it to be. So I'd love to go over there and walk the trail. I think it's a 7-day trail or 10-day trip and a 7-day walk. And I look forward to it, to seeing, learning the history and what they all went through and, you know, just the resilience piece of it and the teamwork piece of it and all of that is something that I'm very interested in learning about and doing.
Witho, what about you, mate? Where's the motivation come for you to go on and do this?
Yeah, well, I'm a lover of Australian history, and obviously World War II is a big component of that. And this might be a little bit off, but I'm pretty sure the battle in Kokoda was really important for Australia not being invaded by Japan. So we're lucky enough to live the life that we do now because of those soldiers that risk their lives. But I think, as Sheeta touched on, the mental and the physical challenge of doing it is something that really appeals to me. But the ability to build connections, make relationships with some great mates, but also people that we don't know, and meet some new people. And I've got my brother coming along as well. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, I've moved out of home 8 years ago and don't get to see him that much now. So it's a great opportunity for us to bond and spend some really quality time together as well, doing something quite challenging.
So the exciting thing here is there are spots available to come and join us. That's pretty much how I got involved. I heard you two boys were doing it. I thought, I've never had the opportunity since I started playing footy to do it. A little story, if you might, boys, I might just indulge myself with actually. So when I was in school, year 9, year 10, I was doing athletics, very fit, national runner, bit of a head wobble here, boys, no worries. And my old man and I signed up to do the Kokoda track together, which I think this presents as a real opportunity for fathers and sons, brothers, mates, all of that, mothers and daughters, right? We signed up to do it. And a day before we left, we got called by the organising company, which certainly isn't Health and Fitness Holidays, which are running this one. And they said, Will can't go on. He's too young. but the age isn't the issue. We think his fitness will be the issue. So they called me out because of my age and my fitness. So as I said, at the time I was a national runner. I would have been the fittest bloke out there by a long time. And they cancelled the trip on us. Never got to do it. Got drafted at the end of that year. West Coast for 15 years. Lost my old man about 5 years into that journey and never got to do it with him. And I've just never had the opportunity to come back and do it. You boys both know this. My brother lost my brother Jace at the end of last year, and he was just a massive Australian military historian. He just, so similar to you, Witho, knew everything and anything about it, and he would have been on this trip with us, no doubt. So it's a bit of a piece of reflection for me. You know, I'm fairly sure we won't have our mobile phones and jumping on social media out there. So we got almost 10 days together grinding it out, you know, in memory of not only fallen Australian soldiers but family members, people that you want to do it with. So it's going to be very special, fellas. It is at the end of the season, so you boys are going to be coming in pretty fit to this, I would have thought. It's the back end. October 1st is the kickoff if you do want to come along and join us to do it. Fitness not going to be an issue for you boys?
Oh, I'd like to think not, but it'll be challenging in different ways, I'm sure. So, you know, my legs ache after walking the dog around the block for 20 minutes, but I can go out and play footy and run 13 Ks. It's a different sort of fitness. But I think the one thing that I am looking forward to, and you briefly touched on it, is sort of putting the phone away for 10 days and really just getting the most out of the trip as I can. So it'll be good, but I'm sure fitness shouldn't be an issue, mate.
What about you, Witho?
Yeah, I think I'll be okay fitness-wise, but you never know. But as Dom
on that back of
yours. Yeah, as Dom touched on, just disconnecting for 10 days from, you know, all that external stuff that we're all so caught up in these days, and meeting some new people and being able to hear their story on the walk. You know, there'll be days where you're walking for 8 or 9 hours, so it's a great chance to build some relationships, and then we can sit around the fire at the end of a day, maybe have a beer and listen to you talk about how you dominated Jordan Ngoi in the grand final.
Don't worry, be copping that on the walk as well, mate. You may as well put some, you might want to put some headphones in, just put them in while you're walking by me. So you mentioned, Witho, one of your best mates is going to come with us, or brother?
Brother.
Brother.
Yep.
My best mate, Matty Spanger, is coming along with us. He's committed to it. Don't know if the Western Bulldogs know that yet, but he certainly will be there. And you can come on the journey with us as well. There are spots available. So it kicks off October 1st. It's an 8-day trek. You get a night either side, so a pre-trip and a post-trip night in a hotel in Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea. And you can get all your details at healthandfitnessholidays.com.au. You can follow them on Instagram, healthandfitnessholidays_. Or if you can want to contact directly, you can get in touch with Nicole. She is at the Travel Boutique. So her email is nicole@thetravelboutique.com.au. Highly recommended to finish off on this, boys. Connecting with either, you know, between us, you've got, you know, father, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a cousin, a relative, a mate. I think that's probably the biggest overarching piece of this is connection, and you'll have a memory for life to come along with us. So I think it's a pretty exciting opportunity for people to get involved with.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've got any questions for any of us, reach out to Scully, myself, Dom on Instagram. We'll get back to you. And
that's a good point.
Yeah, we're keen to meet people that are keen to do it.
Witho might bring some sign. I don't know. You got a sign, maybe a signed Brisbane West Coast jumper you can bring along, mate. Or
I think Sheeta's still got a pair of grand final boots that he'll bring along.
There's only one pair of those. It will be good. I'm excited, and you know, the 8 days away will be good, mate. And I look forward to it. So I think why I'm.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So excited for this as well. Is I've spoken to a lot of people who have done the trail and I haven't heard one bad thing about it. So everyone that comes back reckons it was an experience of a lifetime. So yeah, we look forward to it and jump on board if anyone wants to.
Yep, very good, Sheeta. Spoke to Collingwood and Hawthorne players that have done it and said it was similar to playing in a grand final, win or lose. Like the actual effort you need to put into it and the connection you have with people doing it, it's pretty special. So, boys, looking forward to it. I'm going to have to start my sort of fitness run up like a little bit further out than you boys, but I'm pretty sure with the group, with health and fitness holidays, they give you a big program to follow. So maybe we can meet up maybe 5 or 6 a.m., couple of backpacks on, we walk up and down the Kwinana Freeway or something.
Well, yeah. If there's any other WA people that jump on board, maybe in September we can go for a practice hike or two.
Yeah, I like that. After you boys are done playing finals, just in case. Thank you, Widow.
I got another
September.
Another training thing for you, Scully. Is there's a spot in the back line at Waffle Eagles if you're keen on making another return. That'll be nice.
You want another one?
Mate, I'd love you down there.
Look at what you boys are doing out there and I think, can't be that hard. I mean, I was doing it a few years ago. Like, seriously, is it that hard? Like, I've done it before.
Yeah,
I've come back before.
Yeah,
and I've kicked goals.
Yeah, yeah. Just look
I
at
saw
it,
you carrying on after those games. How sore your body was.
Yeah, that's a good point. I had to stop after two. I was meant to play four, and I had to stop after two. Boys, thanks for coming in. Great job on the wins on the weekend. Looking forward to doing a Kokoda with you. Maybe we can check in during the year and, I don't know, maybe we can have a few beers with the people that are joining us from Western Australia as well.
Look forward to it.
Well done, fellas. Good job. That's us, Audi Athletic. Thank you very much, Alex Witherden and Dom Sheed. There we go.
Wow, that sounds awesome. I'm jealous.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's a big family moment for me being able to do this. It'll be, I'm assuming, quite emotional, to be honest, to head on the Kokoda track. But the fact that you actually get in and do it, I haven't invited you.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. No, that's fine. I don't think I'd be able to. My body would.
You wouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, no, I'd be allowed.
Oh, would you?
When is it?
October 1st. Now he wants to come.
Is that the week after the grand final?
Yeah,
we couldn't do
it before the grand final because West Coast
they'll be playing
in it. Yes.
So this will be a celebratory. They're going to have to cut their footy short, their trip short.
That's right.
I'm actually a groomsman at a wedding the following weekend after, so I wouldn't be able to. Gosh darn it.
It's going to be great. So I said it enough times. If you want details, you can hit me up on Instagram or whatever you need. Thanks to Audi Athletic for the guest interviews.
On YouTube, people have been asking about, you know, we're talking West Coast a lot. And we gave Alex Pierce a lot of love and Fremantle. We will be getting there. But also a great opportunity to hear about, because they're saying, you know, it's Derby Week. We should talk about Fremantle too. Thursday night, Leeville Precinct, at Leeville Hotel, sorry. We're doing a live show. We're talking about Fremantle forever, probably.
With the club's leading goal kicker.
With Matthew Pavlich. Like, so
they're probably... Not probably the greatest ever docker.
Yeah.
Will be.
It's Wharfie time, show. Baby.
You want to talk about Freo? We'll get the man who coined It's Wharfie Time to speak about Freo dockers. I don't think it's fair to say this podcast doesn't focus on Freo. I mean, it's Wharfie Time.
It's like, Wharfie
I
Time.
I don't know how much. No, you don't have to pretend.
Okay.
You don't have to pretend. I don't have to pretend because I like Fremantle. I was screaming at my TV.
I like Fremantle.
No, you don't. How's the upward inflection?
I like Fremantle. I like Fremantle.
I like Fremantle. I do. I like
I just like when both teams win on the same weekend and it's annoying when they don't.
Yeah. So. That's very good. Before we move on to Fremantle.
Yes.
And this isn't a West Coast thing. This is an AFL thing.
Yeah.
I had a...
Yeah.
The mention of Fremantle has got you fucking wild. Far out. A mate of mine was watching the footy and posed a question to me that I need an answer to, and I'm hoping people on YouTube. Should I know? I don't know if I should know this. 14 years. That's fine. Lots of things happen. You don't have to know everything that happens around your life.
That's true.
Right? Okay. So I do like to think I do know that.
Yeah.
I'm asking people on YouTube right now live.
Yes.
And people are listening along at home. If you know this and we don't get this answered on the show, hit us up on Backchat double underscore. Send us a direct message. I don't know why I said it like that. AFL players wear shorts.
Bang.
The question I have is there's little – I know they're grippy. They're like reflective dots like on the front of the ass cheek.
Yeah.
High hip, glute hip area. Can we get a photo? I've got a photo of these. This is Elliot Yard kicking a goal, right?
Yeah.
I know what his legs look like. Yeah. Pipes. And that area of his body. I know exactly what it looks like.
Pipes.
Can you see those things circled?
Yes.
I don't know what they are for.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they are. I know what they feel like.
Yep.
You're right. They've been on me. I've worn them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell you what they're for. Look at them. What do you think they're for? They're on every AFL club's shorts.
Okay.
What do you think they're for? And does anyone on the YouTube chat know? Please let me know. If you think you know, I don't reckon you do. Because I don't have the answer.
I think I know.
What is it? Tell me.
And can I tell you how I know?
Right.
So what? I don't know if we're playing a bit where I'm like meant to be like, yeah, tell us.
No, I genuinely want you to tell me.
Okay, so I today went to ID Athletic to pick up all of the merch.
Of course, they would know. And they make.
And I said to the good fellas at ID Athletic.
Far out.
What are those little, like raised, I assume they're sort of like a silicony feel or like a rubber.
You know
rubber.
The things in your socks that like hold your socks up or like. You've got the pants that need to be kept up. My theory before you give me the answer, because it sounds like you have the answer.
Yeah, I've got the answer.
I've heard, you know.
Someone on YouTube said Telstra Tracker.
Telstra
Very good flexes.
Like, you know, to wipe sweat off your hands. That's what a lot of people told me.
Yep.
Can't be. I'm sorry. Wipe them on your jumper. You don't need like weird reflective little dots on your shorts to wipe your hands to get more grip.
Mm.
That can't be it. The second thing that I thought maybe. To keep the jumper from like sliding up your body. I thought maybe like see how the jumper attaches to them. It's almost like a bit of a...
Should be tucked in though.
Sorry?
Guernsey, should be tucked into your shorts. So
according to who? And your jocks?
And your jocks.
Like tuck your jumper into your jocks?
No, tuck your jumper into your shorts. Come on, we're playing...
Either of those right? Either of those correct?
Yes.
No, they're not.
So I'll tell you on YouTube's Cricket Shot 6 says grip for... Grip.
No, it can't be grip.
Aaron if Ford said to your wiping hand, your hands for grip.
No, okay.
So Robert MS says, take moisture out of your hands.
Any of those things can be done on your jumper. You don't need grippy plastic things to do that. If they're attached to your hands, maybe, but they're not. They're on your
country
shorts.
Country fella says, wipe your hands. Storm the Norm says, wiping your hands. Flag Mantle says, I know what it's for.
Cannot be for wiping your hands. I'm sorry, that's not the answer.
And Jane says, wiping your hands.
There's no way anyone's right. And if you tell me ID Athletic said it,
ID
I'm
Athletic
done.
Have said
I'm done with them now.
It's for wiping sweat off your hands.
No. No.
That's what ID Athletic
Nick?
Said.
Nick?
Look, I agree with chat. I agree with ID Athletic.
I don't agree.
Why?
Why would that wipe your hands any better than your jumper or your shorts? Like just take those off, wipe your hands on your shorts. Why can't you do that?
Well,
can you get, no. Answer my question now. I've given you a question.
Why
I
can't
want an
you
answer.
Just wipe it on your shorts?
Yes.
Because it's not it doesn't absorb the sweat as
neither big. Does the grippy weird things on your shorts.
It does apparently.
No way.
Let's get a pair. A pair of the shorts and test it.
I'm doing it, and we need to actively test it. We need to go run around for 18 kilometers, right? And then we need
18.
To be,
why? Then, 18. I'll sweat after one.
No, and then we need to like get a match scenario where you're playing on Buddy Franklin and you've got a minute left.
Yeah.
Right, we need Buddy in here.
Okay, yeah.
And then you need to torp a footy at you. Yeah. One time you don't wipe your hands and you grip your weird things
from
on
Mal
your
Michael.
Arms, right? You see if you mark it. Yeah. Mal Michael kicks you the ball. Mal Michael. And then the next time you get to wipe on the grip. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. Tell me why that makes any sense. It's not a squeegee.
So from at ID Athletic, they also said, they come in a version that has like a little ShamWow
sort of thing. So I would
that makes a lot of sense.
If they were ShamWow version, I think Carlton have those.
Apparently you can get them.
Well, that's wipe your hands thing. Okay. Not those.
Do we know anyone
not those.
That plays for the West Coast Eagles?
Lots.
Do we know the captain maybe then comes into the studio pretty regularly?
We do know him for the Four Drive podcast.
Yep.
We get Dargo in shorts and we kick balls at him.
Yeah, great.
And we wet his hands with detergent and get him to try and we'll solve this once for all.
Yeah, great.
Let's talk about Fremantle.
Yeah, let's talk about Fremantle.
I want to start with our man Alex Pierce, who got the three votes.
He's very good.
He got 10 coaches' votes. That doesn't happen very often. Just so you know.
Especially from a defender.
Just so you know. Jeez, you've made me work for that. Tell you what, back chat, see you later.
It is cold in
here. Here we go. Here it is. Alex Pierce, 10 coaches votes. He gets the 3 back chat backman of the year award votes.
He's on fire.
I don't think you could have a better start to the season from the captain.
Yes.
That people were questioning last year.
Oh, that was not so here. Quick to judge.
Not here.
No, not here.
Well, you know what? You know who's your best player? Alex Pierce.
Yes.
Shock and awe. The players knew
closely,
it.
Closely followed it. By Luke Ryan, who had an amazing game on the weekend. Friend of the family.
Backman.
Getting it done.
Absolutely. Your throwing's been off, Jaden. You've been off today, mate. Your cords aren't working. Your lights aren't on. Okay? I'll tell you what. I'm up and about here. I think it's Wharfie time.
I know
they lose to Adelaide and Carlton. And I broke one of these down on Twitter. You can jump on. If you're listening to this live, not up yet, but it will be soon. Mm-hmm. I did a breakdown in the last 4 minutes.
It's really good.
I think Freo had 5 opportunities to win this game and they didn't get it done. And they did the same in Carlton. And whether or not that's an offensive opportunity, so kicking a goal, clean hands, an inside 50 entry that doesn't quite get done, that's offensive.
Yep.
And they also had defensive ways. They could have set up better in the centre bounce that they kicked, Port Adelaide kicked the goal to go against them. They could have had a secondary stoppage to get a loose behind the ball, but they let free clearance go. Rosie Butters, Horn Francis goal. Then they're behind.
Yes.
So I think both of the games they had opportunities. Not should have won. A lot of heard that a bit. They could have won.
Could have won.
They could have won both of those games and been 5-0. And I think they're the real deal. They don't get that done. They'll learn a lot from these games. There was a big incident in this one, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey Banfield v Butters. Ooh. Late in the game.
Yep.
This is 4 minutes to go. Freo were down at this stage. Port Adelaide had just kicked their go-ahead goal. So Zach Butters comes in really hard. We have the vision. Let's have a look at the vision. Watch this one. Bang.
Okay.
Wowee. So if we can watch this over and over. Well, I mean,
high hip to Banfield. Like that's that could be a knockout.
I want to read you verbatim. Mm-hmm. Michael Christian, head of the tribunal, match review officer. Match review officer. Listen to this sentence. We could not determine he hit him high.
What?
We could not determine we hit him high. Are you kidding me?
Wow. And just so we know. Look at the spray coming off the head.
This isn't last week, the Samsung 69 from the stands, right? Getting the touch.
Yeah, the touch.
This is broadcast vision.
Bang.
We could not determine he hit him. Are you off your head, Michael Christian?
Are they saying in game they could not determine that they hit
no,
him high?
No, this is Michael Christian, the MRO.
The
This is whether Zach Butters gets reported or not. He touched the ball with his left hand. Yes, did he? His left hand's the one that trails. He hits his head before.
He misses the ball, yep.
He misses the ball. He touched the ball with his left hand. This is all verbatim, Michael Christian.
Okay.
He touched the ball with his left hand. I don't want to necessarily get into hypotheticals.
Okay.
But if a player is generally contesting the ball, impact is not a consideration.
But
that is the most inconsistent, off-brand, off-messaging thing I've ever read.
Isn't that why the Maynard thing came in?
Mate, it's literally what they've been doing all year. If you hit the head,
yep.
Doesn't matter if you're contesting the ball or not. Matt Crouch just got a week because he hit the player's head. It was the correct action,
yep.
But he hit the player's head. I don't want to call for Zach Butters' head here.
No,
right?
No.
And I've been known to clash heads with Zach Butters.
Literally.
Right? Quite literally. Told him that when we ran into him at the pub.
Yep.
But that's got to be a week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And you know what? It wasn't a week. Wasn't even a free kick.
Fremantle.
Dogged again by the umpires.
Wow.
Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, absolutely.
Michael Christian.
Michael Christian. Is Michael Christensen the F1 guy that allowed Max to overtake Lewis?
You're asking me?
Is it the same guy?
I have no idea.
Is he just causing havoc in sport?
Is it the same guy with a different last name?
No, Mikey, guy.
So is that? Are you sure it's Michael Christensen? I don't think so.
I don't know. I might be wrong there.
I think you're making that up a long way.
He used to be an elite commentator on 10.
I know who Michael Christian is.
Yeah,
You don't have to talk to me. Talk to him.
He used to be an elite commentator on 10.
Okay, what happened?
Great.
We have a comment.
It's Michael Massey.
You're Michael Massey. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Close.
No, Mikey, no.
Drogba, one of our listeners, he went to the game.
Did he have Drogba?
He went to the game on the weekend and some Port supporter spat on me at the end of the game.
Oh.
Absolute ferals, but he might just have been testing the short patch, the grip on the shorts.
That's true.
So who knows?
Let's not lump them all into one type.
bat on. Yeah. I mean, that's not
grim.
On, is it?
Grim.
I mean, we copped a bit of that on the hill, didn't we, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
I was told
someone got punched in the face.
Oh, one of the guys who was standing with us.
I think the guy I gave my jumper to.
I caused that.
Yeah. Someone on the YouTube channel, I've lost it now, said they saw you walking down the hill with 8 cans of Suntory. And the limit's meant to be 4. Don't know how you did that.
Wow. Tell you what. I have my grippy shorts on. Yeah. That's how I held the drink. Oh, someone told me, hey, Schofield, this is in the Freo Carlton game.
Yeah.
And there was Carlton fans everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, Schofield, you can take that back to Western Australia where you like it, mate. WA all for life, hey, mate. I was like, I'm a fucking Victorian dickhead. And everyone pissed himself. Right. And then he was going at me. And at the end of the game when Carlton won, he was running around like Scotty Lysett getting a dog up me.
Yeah.
He remember? He was running up and down, giving me the up the dog up, yeah?
Yep.
Up a dog up you, mate. Yeah.
Up the Wharfies.
It's bloody Wharfie time. Wharfie time. We love the Dockers and I hope they're going well. Hey, Dan, just to finish off on footy for a little bit. Sam Mitchell. You know I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah. Interviewed him on the podcast. Very insightful.
I can't believe that Zach Butters thing, by the way, and Christian thing. That's bullshit. Sam Mitchell, interviewed on the podcast. Yep. Great chat. Head coach. Look at this. Can't determine whether he hit him high or not. Determine it.
You know, like when a boxer gets hit in the
eyes closed
and the sweat comes flying off their faces. It's exactly that. How does he? Okay.
Sam Mitchell.
Yeah, Sam Mitchell.
Guest, friend of the podcast. He is not going too well.
God's gift to coaching, apparently.
Have Hawthorn not won
early
a game.
Days? Everyone
they've
was
not
talking.
Won a
game. They've not. They've
so
not.
Them
won
and
a game.
North.
Correct.
And not West Coast.
I hate to see it.
But not West
hate
Coast.
Hate to see it. No, I do hate to see it because I do like Mitchell.
So Sam Mitchell press conference after the game played like absolute. Shite against the Gold Coast Suns. Always difficult up at Gold Coast, I might add. Slippery.
Need the shorts.
You know, I don't know what they're calling it now. People's First Stadium or something.
Correct.
Some sort of bank stadium deal. Yep. He was not happy in the press conference. We're going to show you the vision, but I think you get the sense of it by just reading some quotes to you.
Yeah, can you give me one?
That's just in a completely unacceptable way to play and we should be past games like that. They were really good, but that's as bad as we've played for a long, long time. I think we're probably going to have to ramp a few things up during the week. If we lose one, get a corky or something like that, then we probably have to accept that because we can't play with the physicality we did tonight. And expect to be competitive.
So if it sounds like he's calling them a bit soft.
If he's
saying physicality's not there, that's basically saying we're too soft.
So I saw Lee Matthews chat on the Footy Furnace, which a bit of marketing time there to put that together.
Oh, my gosh.
Wayne's Truth in the Footy Furnace. Now, in the Footy Furnace, Lee Matthews, Tom Morris and Jimmy Bartel. Now, Lee Matthews, legendary coach, said what coaches have to remember, but also what we have to know as fans and media types. When the coach speaks to the media and when they do their press conferences, sometimes you might think they're talking to fans or supporters or media.
Yep.
They're talking to their players. And he said, it's actually your first point of call. If you don't speak to them directly after the game, some do, some don't. The media press conference is your first opportunity to speak to your players because they all see it. And if you give clarity and if you give reasons for how you're thinking, players see it. So immediately when I saw Sam Mitchell teeing off at their softness and not physical enough, I thought, reason for this.
Yeah.
Because the only reason you do that, right, is to get a response from your players. And the reason you do it publicly is, one, to show your players that it's not good enough. But two, I think you want to show, hey, I'm going to pull some triggers here at training. I'm going to be physical at training. And supporter base, fan base, we're going to get a response.
Yes.
And I thought, who are Hawthorn playing this week?
Because
I think if he's coming up against Melbourne or Collingwood or Carlton or GWS, you're not going to say, hey, mouth guard's in this week.
Yep.
Forget a couple of corkies and then lose by 100 because then you look like an absolute.
Of course.
They're playing North Melbourne.
They're
playing North Melbourne.
Smart.
They're going to get a response.
Yep.
He's going to win.
Yes.
He's going to look like pulled trigger of physicality.
Yep.
We win. I do this. We win. Smart man.
Isn't that just false though? Like it looks good for a week, but then who are they playing the week after?
But that's all coaching is. Coaching's just messaging.
Yeah.
There's no game plans are the same across the AFL.
Did when you were
it's
playing
all messaging.
And Simo goes up for a presser or a wisher, did you watch the press conferences after?
All the time.
Right. So and a guy's filthy about what they say?
So sometimes, but I don't think it's very rare that a coach, if you think about it, very, very rare a coach will call out a player.
Directly.
Personally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always the back line, the midfield, or the forward line. If they're going to do something like one-on-one, like if they're going to call out a player, it's usually to their face.
Yes.
They wouldn't, You know, Bontempelli had a quiet game. Beveridge isn't getting in there and going, well, you know, Bont needs to lift.
Yes.
He probably does, but he's going to say that to his face. That's why it's like a messaging tool.
Mm.
And like a lot of these things in the AFL, it's all messaging. Like I said, like all game plans are the same. Win stoppage, get field position, score a goal. If you don't score a goal, keep it in there, get repeat entries.
Until you do.
Defend behind it. Yep. Like literally every team in the AFL is doing the same thing. It's just who can do it. And Hawthorn can't do it at the moment. And so he's like, well, what triggers do I need to pull here? And he's pulled the physicality trigger,
yep,
knowing he's going to get a response.
So does
they will spank North Melbourne next
week. You reckon?
Oh, yeah. It's a donut cup.
It's
a donut cup.
Yes. So if he's saying that in a press conference, is that like a tame version of what he'd be saying once the door's, you know, slams the door behind him? Oh, yeah,
he'd be going off.
Yeah.
He'd be going off. Yep. And so that's why.
And he looked like from the sidelines, if that's what he was in public, it'd be pretty furious.
Well, because he drives high standards. Yep. He's a great coach because, you know, I think he can teach both up and down, but he drives high standards. So when they play like shit like that, like their midfield, Connor Nash, Jai Newcomb, Warple, they all had under 14 touches. A couple of them had 10 touches.
Yeah,
they're starting midfield.
Yep.
You could have 10. You.
I could. Absolutely.
Now, let's move on. That's coaching. It's just messaging. Just remember that. Okay. The Golden Fist. I've got to talk about it. Right?
Yeah.
I've got to talk about it because we have it.
We have one.
The Golden Fist.
Did you know that on the the bounce, right? Is this where it comes from, the bounce?
Yes.
Fox show. They have a button on the back of theirs and it comes out of the trophy a bit.
It's a little bit like, it's a little bit like, one thing's a prop and one thing's, you know, the real thing. So I don't think they send the real thing out. This is the trophy.
That's the real
thing. This is the trophy.
Yep.
The other thing is electronic. It's on a set of a TV show.
Yeah.
Right? Understand the difference?
Yes. Okay. Got it.
So this is 2016 Golden Fist Award, Alex Rance, right? And we love having this in here. This is the respect here is high.
Yeah.
And the respect for this award is
that
high.
That one in particular, yes.
Where it is right now,
mm-hmm.
the award, the Golden Fist.
Yep.
Right? So look, is it a rival to the Backman of the Year? No, it's not. No. We are very open.
Polish the boots of the Backchat Backman Award.
That's correct. The Jack Buckley Medal. Jack Buckley Medal and the Golden Fist, different things.
Yep. Different echelons.
Oh, I think I just want to show you this video and show you where it's at right now.
Let's go to the vase. Harris Andrews, Brisbane on the board, got some momentum now, one vote. Alex Pearce didn't win, but
brilliant game.
Did a sensational job. And Lachie Whitfield, they're undefeated. The Orange Tsunami is all because this bloke is riding the front of the wave. 34 disposals.
Listening
nine
to this, this is Ben Dixon, forward. Just might add forward awarding this to Lachie Whitfield, three votes. Couldn't squeeze in our man Alex Pearce. This is a highlights package of Lachie Whitfield winning the Golden Fist. He is getting handball receives in the middle of the ground, missing targets, handball.
Like, do you know one of the things like, that he says there?
Does this pause here? It does.
Yeah, it does.
The Lizard's leading.
Okay.
We love the Lizard.
We love the Lizard.
May 2nd. Whitfield, I see Dacos, I see Wanganeen Malira, I see Will Powell. Will Powell. Like, seriously.
One of the stats that he said when he was, like, you know, amplifying what he had done, he said 9 score involvements.
We've tried to just give it a soft berth here, like a bit of a wide berth, sorry. We don't want to attack the award, but I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've had enough. Lachie Whitfield was 3 votes. Tom Stewart's a little bit too much intercepting for my liking, although we do like Tom Stewart. I think they need to take this more seriously or just don't do it at all.
Exactly.
Jason Dunstall came across here and said, is there any defense we're going to be showing?
Didn't show one highlight of a defense there. That's
I think they had a lift. We've been through the Backchat Backman of the Year. 3 votes, Alex Pearce.
Shout out, Alex Pearce. We love you.
1 vote, Jack Buckley. The leaderboard, which we didn't do thanks to Tab Touch. Alex Pearce in the lead with 6 votes. Jacob Wiedering is equal 2nd with Harris Andrews.
See, now, that's a top 3. That's a top 3. That's real Backman.
Alex Pearce, Jacob Wiedering, Harris Andrews. You know what? It's a top 4. Sam Collins.
Oh.
He's in equal 3rd position with Charlie Ballard. Ben Miller. 3 votes.
Yeah.
He
had a ripper game.
He is in 4th position. Getting those votes. Now, I want to tow this into a little bit of an update on our Backchat sponsored athletes.
Mm.
Ben Miller is not one of those.
He's not.
Nick Vlaston is one. He took a massive
screamer.
Hangout. We've had another Harris Andrews Backchat moment.
Really?
Remember how I told you about Harris Andrews coming and introducing himself and telling me how much of a big fan of Backchat he was?
Yes.
And it was a bit of a moment for me. Yeah. And then we had him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Bit of a full circle.
Awesome. It was beautiful.
Well, I've been getting more and more prepared just in case that happens again. But I thought, I mean, it probably won't. Yep. So we're standing there on the weekend, Richmond West Coast, downstairs, same moment, right? So I'm figuring out when we do this rehearsal, it's right when the opposition team comes past or back to their rooms.
It's like clockwork.
So I see them out of my corner of my eye, and yep. we're doing a rehearsal, not live to TV, of course, it's a rehearsal, but we're trying to get the timings right for the start of the show. And I just hear, and I see them first, and then I hear, "Yes, back chat," from the Richmond players.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, who the – Ben Miller, great. Nathan Broad.
Oh, friend of the family.
Tyler Young.
Yes.
Like these blokes
yep.
are screaming back chat.
That and is so, so good.
So instead of Harris Andrews, where I got a little bit – I lost my shit a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, flustered.
I just started screaming back at them.
Yeah.
Fucking up the backs. Let's go, boys. Backs win premierships. I'm going nuts. They've got a hand. They're pissing themselves laughing. Anyway – long story short, I think we may have sent Ben Miller on a little bit of a – he played on Jake Waterman for the day.
Yeah.
wasn't his best day, was it? Right. Nicholas wasn't his best
no
day.
One, yeah. No one was being Jake Waterman on that day.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, look, I think
– nothing could be done.
They've got a bye this week, Richmond.
Yeah.
I think we've just coasted them in. They're going to come back better and bigger and better. I wanted to give a big shout-out to Ben Miller because he was the main man screaming, and I was screaming back at him.
Yeah.
On flight home that he puts on some back chat. And
absolutely,
and just yeah. regroups and just listens back in the
I reckon he just listens to the leaderboard and just like, true. This is where I want to be.
Exactly, right.
And he knows that performance won't get him mm-hmm. there. Don't worry about the win. Don't worry about yeah. the loss. Don't worry about the performance.
Yeah.
It's all about the back chat back in the Evo. It's the Jack Buckley medal.
Ben, just remember, like, Will Schofield wouldn't have even stopped Jake Waterman in that last game. No one is stopping him. No. Don't worry. Yeah. Just that's a forget about it. Move on to the next one.
Now, he's not our guy, Mac Andrews. I'm liking how he's going yeah. about his work. Right, Sam Collins is our Gold Coast man,
yeah.
our sponsored athlete. We need to get some of this merch and beers out to these
blokes, by the way. We've got the merch now. We've got the beers.
That does work that way, doesn't it? We give them stuff. Like we're sponsoring them.
Yeah,
we
provide them with things.
Sam Collins is our Gold Coast man.
Yeah, we love
him. We spoke to him earlier in the year.
Yep.
He's going well in the back chat back in the year. Mac Andrews. Yep. Just have a look at this spoil, will you? Have a look at some of this.
He's found a little bit of composure, Mac Andrews.
Oh, boy. Jack Ginnivan, eat it. Don't you dare push.
Yeah, and runs off.
And he just strides away from him, I reckon, onto the bench. Jack Ginnivan doesn't know what's hit him.
Did Ginnivan get a free kick?
He goes to the bench. Is he number 31? That excites me a little bit. So, no free kick for Ginnivan.
That's good.
No free kick. So if you weren't watching along, you're just listening along.
For me, that's the equivalent of like someone hitting a three in your face and then stepping over them.
Mac Andrews put the spoil into the 10th row.
Yeah.
He knocked Ginnivan over. No, he fell over because he was spoiling
No, Ginnivan gave him a little shove.
No, he fell over. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ginnivan gave him a bit. Mac Andrews then decked him to the ground, stepped over him
completely
and ran
fine.
To the bench.
Completely fine.
Absolutely beautiful stuff. We bloody like to see it, Mac. And if you weren't teamed with such a man in Sam Collins, I might consider you for the role. There's some other good performances. I'm still not sure what's going on at North Melbourne. Callan Dawson, not in the team. Luke McDonald, not sure. They're losing, getting a lot of goals kicked against them. The Pelican, he was on a bye last week. The Pelican's going well. Jack Barkley, received votes.
Of course.
Alex Pierce, received votes.
Yes.
Carlton, Mitch McGovern's done a hamstring.
He could be out a while.
Jacob Wiedering.
Well, so we bringing him in?
I think we have to.
I think we might have to.
He's played three games this year, polled in all three. I mean,
far out. Okay. He's hot. We might have to talk to him.
Yeah.
Might have to reach out.
Okay.
Maybe we send him a text and we say, hey, it's the Commonwealth Bank here.
Great.
We just want you to go on to Backchat. He'd be like, no, this is a scam.
We found your money. If you go on Backchat, you'll get it back.
I've got to stop rolling that in, don't I?
No, I'm sure he'd have a laugh about it.
Yeah,
we'll ask him about it.
That's the first one. You have to. No, I'm not doing it. You do it.
No, you do it.
Very good. What about the footy tips this week, Dan? How do we go? Thanks to the Elford $250 voucher up for grabs for the weekly winner. If you're not involved, you can still get involved. Sign up as a Patreon, as a patron, me in the cage. I still can't get that right after 3 years.
Yes.
And you can win the weekly prize. You can win $250 for a $5 outlay a month.
It's an investment.
I don't know.
It's just smart.
Right. Okay.
It's smart financial.
You can't win the whole thing. So
you can't.
So
who cares?
I can't win it. I can't win the whole thing.
No,
still win the weekly prize. If I win one, I'm taking the prize. Just so we know.
You can't.
Why not?
Pretty sure there's rules.
Oh, if we're a radio station or a TV show, we're neither of those.
Okay.
I'm taking it.
So that means because Nick came in hot last week. He's like, hey, I'm going to win the whole tipping comp. Can we just confirm that that's allowed?
No, not the whole thing.
Okay.
No, not the whole thing. Are you top 10 at the moment? You're pretty high.
I've slid.
Okay. Oh, I think the weekly prize is fine. That's a fair game.
Okay.
We can't cheat it.
No, you can't. You can't. I will just say I had a really rough one, but again,
what are you doing again? Home teams.
Home teams and one away. I did tip West Coast as the home. I thought I could go Richmond as the away, but I went home as West Coast. And I went Fremantle away. They
almost got it done.
So only got four.
I tipped Freo as my roughie, and so we both missed that, and I got four as well because I've got favourites only.
I'm having a rough one, but say no to rash vests.
Say no to rash vests takes the weekly prize for the Alford at $250. That is Nick T. I know a Nick T. He got 7 and the margin of 10. I'm assuming there was a couple on 7 or not.
He was the only one in the league.
7's a good effort. There was a lot of upsets. Incredible. Adelaide.
The one he got wrong was Carlton.
Freo.
Wow.
Carlton, Adelaide.
Oh, Carlton, Adelaide.
That was last week.
Yeah, sorry. I'm
but still,
confused.
He should have got that right. Well done, Nick.
I'm chopping out David Mundy on Wild World of Sports on 6PR. So let's move through
this.
It's time for You Send It, We Harley Bloody Read It. Daniel Const. Let's bloody go.
This doesn't have a from, so I'm just going to read it. Hey, legends, can you do me a massive solid and either on the one-off, make a back chat mug, a hammer breaks mug, and sign it for me, or...
You want us to make a mug?
Yep, just a one-off and get it signed, or add it to the one merch mug. Site and they'll buy it. So we could do that. I definitely
we could do it.
No, easy. I'll do it. It's going to be like $30.
One mug.
Well, I'll make one mug. It's going to be like $30 to $40 because this person's asked. I have a mug collection of over 100 mugs. The highlight being a red Fox footy mug signed by Andrew Gaze.
Gazy's had his hands all over the golden fist. So
it's true.
I'm not sure that's
given that Fox footy are moving to blue mugs, and I doubt Gaze signs many mugs.
Real aficionado.
Who is this guy? It's a rare item. I'm hoping to add backchat, __, and hammer breaks mugs to the collection. If we can make this happen, I'll do anything for you boys.
She wants two mugs.
I also live in Melbourne, if that makes a difference.
It's harder.
Shipping,
it's a lot harder.
And it could break. Even if it's once I win the tipping this year. Thanks, legends. Love your work. This is from Dean Haywood.
We like it.
I tell you what, we'll give, like, if you want a mug.
Dan's committing to it.
I'll organize it.
What's the price of it?
That's the thing. Like, I can get it done through like Officeworks. It'll be like, $40.
I'm asking what it's going to cost. I want to know what you're going to charge Dean for it.
I'm going to charge him 30% markup. Classic retail. Like, I'm just going to be honest.
I'd like 100% markup. Can you please look up what a mug, like, campanologist is a bell ringer. I want to know what a mug expert is. There'll be a name for it.
Basically. How did you just roll out a camp? Is that one that you'd recently heard that you wanted to roll out?
Chris Marston has bell ringing is the art of campanology tattooed on his ass cheek. So
there we go.
That's all I'm going to say.
We'll save the other one Friday. Let's move on.
Why?
Well, because it's got Hammer in there. They wanted a response from Hammer too.
All right. We can go that. A little bit later on. Willie Pike on the episode, on our guest episode this week.
Thanks
to
Tab Touch.
Yeah, thank you very much to Tab Touch, our big friends. Now, Willie Pike, Western Australia's best jockey.
Mm.
We've had Damien Oliver on. This one's a little different. I enjoyed this one. I enjoy the guest interviews I don't know much about. I don't know much about horse racing. And so a lot of my questioning here, I think, would resonate with sports fans how does this work? Like, why are you doing this? Like, what goes on in the jockey's room? What are you doing to the horses while you're riding? What's the feeling when you jump to a race? How do you get into being a jockey?
Yes.
You don't see many tall jockeys rolling around.
No.
Why is that? No, I don't ask that. Now, Willie Pike is racing a couple of big races in the Quokka this weekend as well. So stay tuned to our nice little Willie Pike special bet. Thanks to Tab Touch. But here's a little preview of the guest episode coming up.
That's the line right there. Don't cross that.
What are you like in the locker room?
Now I'm going to lose it. I don't want to lose it.
What race haven't you won that you want to win?
I never get nervous anymore.
What was the apprenticeship?
When people haven't seen me for the first time, I'm tricky because I come in, it skids on and they don't realise it's on them before it is.
If you bet on Pike, can you drink what you like?
Skids on.
You might know that one.
Yes.
We ask him directly, if you bet on Pike, can you drink what you like?
So he wins. Actually. Can I talk about
you're not a big betting man either.
No, I'm not. So apparently he wins the last race of the day pretty often.
Quite often, like that's the Perth race of the day, and people are, trying to sort of win back their losses and they bet on Pike in the last.
Great. Love that.
Yeah, it's really good. That is coming up on Wednesday on the podcast, so you should enjoy that. That's us done and dusted. Did you find mug experts?
There is no name for a mug expert.
No, I disagree. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you. I knew you'd say that.
It will be
Thursday night. Come say hey, get a ticket. Leaderville Hotel for the Backchat beer relaunch.
Yep.
Derby Preview, Matt Pavlich and JK is going to be there. Like, even if you hate beer and you hate, I don't know, West Coast, come for Pav.
I think their big reason is we're breaking a world record.
That's true. We are breaking.
Hamish is going to be blind. I didn't want to say it in front of him. And I didn't, hopefully East Perth, you know, coach isn't listening.
Yep.
I'd say they're going to be blind.
One ball.
He's going to try and break a world record. He needs a lot of people involved in it. Like, it could be hundreds
of us. We need 100. We need 100 people.
Well, there's 100 people coming. It's more than...
Great.
Far more than 100. And they're almost sold out. So you want to go buy it? Go buy it right now. Do you want to finish me off with any YouTube comments that have joined us?
Sorry. Yeah, there's quite a few.
It's your only job. No, it's not your only job. No, but you tell me you got it under control, but I don't hear from
you. Yeah, I know. It's just like I get overwhelmed because there's so... someone's asked about stubby holders. Could we get stubby holders made?
We absolutely could.
Let's do that. That's a great comment from Shane.
No, I will like counter that with like, you know, how much more?
Yeah, how much more? We don't want to keep asking you to do things. Someone did say, "Where is Hammer tonight?" And we will say on Mondays he goes to training, comes from work, then goes straight
to
training.
Win a premiership.
Yeah, goes to train, win a premiership. So he's here for 10:15. So if you miss Hammer, you can go back and watch it. This is about to go fully.
He was here for a bit.
Do you guys click? Do you guys do click and collect? I'd love to buy an Up the Coasters shirt for the Derby. Is that possible?
Click and collect.
Yeah, so if you buy online, could they collect it at the event? I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say the merch will be available there. You can buy it there.
Yeah, don't worry about doing it online. Just come to the event and buy it.
We will have Up the Coasters and It's Wharfie Time merch at the live event. You can buy it there, so don't bother buying it now. Or we can just send it out to you. It's probably easier. I mean, do you really want to, you know, I would just get it sent to my house. That's probably what I'd do.
Someone said I'd love to go. I love Pav, but I'm in Adelaide. Enjoy it, folks. Now, we won't be recording this.
Are we offering free flights and accommodation?
We aren't. But
from Adelaide.
And just to, if you're thinking like, oh, these guys will just upload it later, I'm just going to watch it or listen to it later.
It's not getting
recorded. Not being recorded.
I mean, we can barely record in our own studio. Like, how do you expect us to do it?
So if you want to see this, come to the event. There's not many tickets left. I would do it in the next day.
It's Wharfie time, Up the Coasters, yes. Backchat Ales. I don't know what else is going on out there, but bloody love ya. Buy yourself a beer, buy yourself some merch.
Back on Friday. What's the Friday night game coming up this week?
Friday night game coming up this week. I'm going to thank our sponsors as you get that. Shelter Brewing Co., Tab Touch, Whippersnapper Whiskey, Mamba Digital. A big thank you to all of those guys. ID Athletic doing their thing with our guests. Paywise powering the podcast again. Employees, employers, go and get in contact with Paywise. They can sort you out. They can give you free money. They can't do that, but... But they pretty much can. They're either saving you money, giving you money, everything you can do. Nicholas,
big
Friday night game. Blockbuster,
Adelaide versus Essendon.
Oh, boy. All right.
Jeez, I hate Essendon.
Well, look, if you want a preview for that game, if you want a little lead in,
I'll tell you what's we'll be live on YouTube. Adelaide's taking the first goal, just so we know. Lock it's Adelaide Oval, isn't it?
Yep.
You watch. Isaac Rankin or Rochelle will kick it first. Right. That might be our bet, thanks to Tap Touch.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.